The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
When I was growing up, most of us read the daily newspaper. It's what you did. They were everywhere. And in those newspapers were either Ann Landers or Dear Abby, the advice columnists who we found out were actually sisters. Sisters who didn't like each other. One of them started out doing an advice column, and the other one took over another person's advice column. Well, Dear Abby, Ann Landers went on forever and ever and ever, and they passed away. And I thought, once they passed away, the columns were done. I'll be honest with you, I couldn't tell you the last time I saw a Dear Abby or an Ann Landers column in a newspaper. Of course, I couldn't tell you the last time I actually read a local newspaper. But I found out the other day that, well, Dear Abby's still going strong. Not because Abigail Van Buren was alive, because she passed away a bunch of years ago, but because her daughter Jeannie Phillips now owns the rights to the name Dear Abby, and she still writes an advice column that is printed in newspapers. You can also find it online, too. But Dear Abby is still out there doing her thing, or at least someone is out there doing the Dear Abby thing. Just when you thought the world had changed, you find out some things endure. You just don't even know they're still out there.